The Mickey Filer Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back, hour number two. Chick-fil-A of Clemson here on a college football Thursday, not a college football Friday. We have NFL tonight, Philadelphia and Atlanta. And the PGA Tour, the BMW up in Pennsylvania. This big sports day for Pennsylvania. NFL and the PGA Tour there. Talking a lot of Clemson and Clemson and Texas A&M and South Carolina and Georgia here on the show today. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. This is a full-service lumber yard. They have everything that you're going to need. I want to talk a little bit about their own door plant, their own truss plant, and their own what they do there with all of those. Here's the thing with the doors. We have all of our interior doors are Harbin Lumber doors, and I got to tell you, they fit great. They look great. They're sturdy. They're solid. They're amazing. The hardware, it looks great. We were very, very satisfied with everything we have from Harbin Lumber. Every delivery that we needed, it was there waiting. It was there before they needed it. There was no waiting around or anything like that. It is our great friends at Harbin Lumber. I can testify that everything they say they're going to do, they do, and they do more. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, they want a shot at a small job. They'll earn the rest of your business. It's our friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. Love to hear from you here in this hour. Paul Strela is going to join us at 8:05. You can get in touch with the 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Northland Communication phone line, on our Health Air text line. Zach's got all that now, 986-1566. And then on Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Zach, am I getting crushed on the Health Air text line at this point?
I mean, there's a couple of people that aren't pleased with you this morning, but most of it has been friendly and jovial, if you will.
Yeah. Look, I just you don't trash talk on a three-game losing streak. Georgia's seniors have outscored South Carolina 104-44, and so you just keep your mouth shut and you just go about your business. And if you win, you know, to the victor belongs the spoils. But you don't go into it doing any kind of trash talking through any of that kind of stuff. You find a way to win. I think South Carolina can beat Georgia. I really do. I think that they can win this game. With that said, going into it, I can't tell you that they're going to win. I think the favorite team's going to win. I think the better team's going to win. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't blame a Gamecock fan for feeling optimistic. You should think your team's going to win. But you don't talk trash after what's happened to your program, what's happened to Georgia's program. And I think Tony Morrell said this best. If you don't get Georgia this year, when are you going to get them? Look at their recruiting. They've got a chance to have the number one recruiting class again this year. And quite frankly, with what Will Muschamp has done in South Carolina, and that's good, quite frankly, the gap's getting wider, not narrowing. I want to be clear on this, Zach. Did you hear when I said this? The gap's getting wider between Georgia and South Carolina. Kirby Smart, the way they're recruiting, the gap between Georgia and almost everybody, outside of maybe Alabama and Clemson, the gap's getting wider. So if you don't get them this year, and as this young football team grows up, and they're calling these bull pups that they got down there, you're not going to get them. So you got to get them. You got to get them at home for this year. Same thing down in College Station. College Station is a little bit different. Now this is a 13.5-point spread. I'll get you updated with the latest spreads coming up here. We'll do that tomorrow, and we'll also get you the biggie games of the week once again when we're coming to you live from the Lone Star State tomorrow. But the same thing down at A&M. The difference is that Jimbo Fisher is just in his first season and trying to build this upset. Look, it'd be nice to have a marquee win in year one. Look, A&M did that in year one under Kevin Sumlin. They beat Alabama, and A&M had that thing rolling under Kevin Sumlin down there. But A&M is good enough to beat Clemson, but I don't think they're good enough to beat Clemson if Clemson plays even their C game. Georgia and Clemson play a B-minus or C-plus game, whatever, that they win. For A&M to beat Clemson this weekend, obviously Travion Williams has got to have 150, maybe 175, maybe himself. Kellen Mond has to, or Starkle, whoever's a quarterback, has to make a big play or two. You got to get the 102,000 into the game and keep them into the game You got to do something on special teams, a kick return, a punt return, a block kick, something along those lines. And maybe weather. You know, weather, we're talking about an 80 or 90% chance of rain down in College Station. So all those things can happen. I think A&M is good enough along the lines of scrimmage. Not necessarily the offensive line. The defensive line is good enough maybe to hold Clemson's offense in check. You know, you get one of those it's like you get some of these games, you get in a road in a big crowd and your offense gets conservative and you go three and out a couple of times. You've seen this happen a little bit. You know, big crowd gets into it and you kind of clam up a little bit. You kind of start pressing a little bit. I can see that scenario happening, can't you? That Clemson's kind of, you know, like what happened in the Sugar Bowl last year, Alabama comes down. Alabama defense and A&M's defense are two different things, but they press you and they get on you a little bit and you kind of clam up and you kind of get conservative and you make a couple bad penalties and you get backed up in bad field position and the crowd gets into it. I can see some of that happening Saturday night.
Does that, if that happens, you get conservative and you have a couple three and outs, maybe a turnover or two, whatever it may be, does that trigger a change at quarterback when you weren't figuring to make a change at quarterback?
See, that's what. Well, first of all, aren't you figuring to make a change at quarterback?
We don't know. I mean, they split the reps. They went five series and five series on Saturday against Furman.
Right. 32 snaps and 29 snaps.
Sure.
Or 28 snaps.
Yeah. One scored faster than the other, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
I'm just asking. Is this going to be another 50-50 situation, or is this going to be one guy maybe taking more snaps in a road environment at night, you know, against a very good opponent?
See, I think that's what...
In the rain, if that makes a difference to you at all.
Well, look, I think the rain could hurt A&M a little bit. If you are an A&M fan and it's going to pour all day with tailgating, it's going to pour during the game at night, and you live over in Bryan, Texas over there, and yep. You know what, I might not be all that enthused. If you're a student, you've done that before. Man, I don't know, I'm going to sit there and rain all day and get in this stuff, or am I just going to kind of hang out at the house and watch this out of my living room a little bit?
If you're a student and there's game day coming to the campus, it's a big old game. I don't care if there's a hurricane, as we figured out with Notre Dame, you're going to that game. It doesn't matter.
Speaking of students, I was told yesterday. Mm-hmm. That again, even with this new ticket policy, that there are people who registered for the lottery at Clemson who won the lottery and still didn't pick the tickets up.
I don't know. I thought the Hill looked pretty good.
I thought it looked pretty good too.
Looked pretty good.
I thought it looked pretty good too. Yeah, I thought it looked pretty good too.
So if they didn't pick them up, then they could still be given away right before the game. Wasn't that the case?
Right. I think that's what happened. Yeah. And so the system worked. Looked like to me the system worked.
And if they don't do it twice, they lose a game. If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So
right,
there's penalties like in place now.
We'll get somebody on and hopefully talk about that maybe in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But the point is that the blueprint for A&M upset is Williams has to make a long run, I think. You know, back-breaking, get the thing. I've been to it, man. I've been to NC State where it happened in Raleigh. Virginia where it happened. And I mean, everyone's played. I've seen Clemson lose in every single ACC venue except for Pittsburgh. I hadn't seen that yet. Because hadn't played up there, but I've seen them lose in every ACC venue, and I've seen these big massive stadiums where they go in and things happen. I've seen all that. I've seen that song and dance before, and that's kind of one of those blueprints. And especially when your offense, Clemson doesn't lose road games in which the offense gets outscored. You know what I'm saying? That if usually. And I had to go back and look at the past. Usually Clemson's road game losses, when they've been a good football team, I'm not talking about the 7-6 years. I'm talking about the good championship kind of years. If they lose a road game, it's usually because the offense is getting shut down. The defense is not – they don't lose close, low-scoring games. Is that fair?
They don't lose games in which the offense gets outscored?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about in high-scoring track meets.
That's almost exclusively how they lose games.
I'm saying usually it's the offense. Is that – let me see what I'm saying on this thing, Zach, as far as losses go. Road losses, 27-24. That wasn't Clemson 24 points last year. For an offense that averaged 33, they didn't move the ball very well up at Syracuse last year, correct?
Well, you had an injury to your starting quarterback in that game.
The Alabama, they scored 6.
Oh.
Right. Now the Pittsburgh game, that was a home game. And Pittsburgh, that was a 43-42 game. That's kind of an outlier in my opinion. Same thing with Alabama, the 45-40 game. Those are kind of outliers there. But, like, in 2014, here's a great example of this. When they went down to Georgia Tech and threw the two pick sixes, the offense gave up two touchdowns. They only scored 6 points in the whole game. When they lost down to Tallahassee that same year, they scored 17. Mm-hmm. When they lost at Georgia, they scored 21. Mm-hmm. Georgia scored 45 in that one late. The South Carolina losses in 5 years, it's like the offense didn't play well. Usually it's the offense that didn't play well. And I say that to say this. If you've got two different style quarterbacks in there, doesn't that mean that if one is not clicking, that this other guy comes off the bench and you have a different, little bit different look on offense, doesn't that certainly help you out?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Isn't it harder to shut that team out?
Yes.
It's kind of like when you're playing, I don't know, I'm trying to compare it to something.
Come on, analogy, Mickey, pull one out. Let's go.
If your starting pitcher is getting beat up pretty good in the first inning, but you got a great long guy who can come in. Playoffs are a good example of it in Major League Baseball playoffs.
Playoffs?
You get your fifth starter, your third starter's out there, and he only goes two-thirds of the inning. Then all of a sudden, hey, man, let's make a change and bring your fifth starter in. He wasn't going to start anyway in his short series. And all of a sudden, man, his fifth guy comes in and shuts him down.
Sure.
So Clemson has more options, in other words.
Are you trying to tell me that Kelly Bryant is the ace of the staff and Trevor Lawrence the fifth starter? Is that what you're trying to say to me?
No,
right
I'm not
now?
Trying to tell you that at all. Here's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'll drive to Chick-fil-A. I swear I will.
No. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. You got a lot better chance of beating Clemson when it was Kelly Bryant and Jarrett Cooper and Hunter Johnson than you do Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence. Because the
and Chase
chances
Bryce
of,
puts throw right, him in there.
Right, I will. But you know, if Kelly Bryant has a bad game now, gets a little banged up now, makes a couple bad throws now, throws a pick six now,
yeah,
it's different. So the odds of Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence playing bad, that's not going to happen, right? You double your chances, man. You're not going to – not both those guys aren't going to play bad, right?
No, I don't believe both those guys will play bad, and I think okay. You should have confidence with both going into A&M this weekend. I think either or could give you a win this weekend at College Station while you're visiting College Station.
Yes.
Are you more howdy. Concerned – howdy, giggle. Are you more concerned with – a Kevin Sumlin A&M team, or is Jimbo make that much of a difference and get your attention that much more when you're going out to A&M now?
I would say Jimbo Fisher for one reason.
His familiarity with Clemson?
Nope. That their unfamiliarity with Jimbo Fisher. And hear me out on this.
I would love to, because they've played him at Florida State for years now.
Right. But for the most part, I mean, here in the last 3 years at least, Clemson's had Jimbo's number.
Sure.
But Jimbo had better players at Florida State than he's got at Texas A&M right now. Here's the point, is that I would say I'd feel better about Jimbo Fisher if I'm an A&M fan because of the unknown. We know what Kevin Sumlin did in big games. We know that they fall apart and they just found a way to lose games. Outside of that very first year where they went 11-2, we know that he was going to be a 7 or 8 win coach. And we know that in big games at home, it wasn't going to go well. I told you now, look at Alabama last year at A&M, Alabama, you know, beat them by 8. Before that, Alabama beat them by 18. Before that, Alabama beat them by 7. Auburn beat them by 15 last year in College Station. I beat them by 16 the year before in College Station. I beat them by 4 the year before that. I mean, the time before that. LSU beat them by 15 in 2016. Beat them by 6 in 2014. And also beat them in 2012. The point is that they're 0-11 against those three teams and Ole Miss. We know what Kevin Sumlin's team is going to do at home in a big game. Kevin Sumlin at home, they just hadn't been very good. Kevin Sumlin at home went 4-2, 6-2, 3-3, 5-2, 5-2, 4-3. He lost at least 2 home games every single year. And in conference games, Kevin Sumlin did not have a winning record outside of his very first season. So we're familiar with what Kevin Sumlin was going to do in big games. So with that said, I'd rather take the devil that we don't know in Jimbo Fisher, and maybe he works some magic, maybe the players believe in it, right? Maybe their players just believe in it. Who knows? Harbin Lumber. Talked about Harbin Lumber. Let me tell you about our friends at Granger Nissan. We're here at our second break here of this segment. Hey, Granger Nissan wants you to know that this is a family business to them. They've got another dealership down in the Savannah and Buford area down there, and it's a family run as well. And that means a lot to them. They've invested their family in this thing, and what they want to say with that is they want you to be a part of their family. They know that when it comes to cars and your teenagers, your college students out there, or your little toddlers out there that just want to be safe, they know how important it is. And they know that you want if you're transporting your family out and about, if you're putting your kid in going off to college or putting your kid in a high school going out, that they want your family safe. And they want to put them in a very safe vehicle. And these inspections they do and these certified pre-owns and these new cars and all the technology that we're having is as far as keeping our cars and our passengers safer now, it's a big part of Granger Nissan. I've been there. I know it. I've talked to these guys about it. These are good people. Get in touch with them. It's GrangerNissan.com. Granger Nissan of Anderson, Assistant.com. 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Go by and see our very good friends there. Granger Nissan of Anderson. When we come back, our good friend from Texas, Larry Bailey from Texas, is going to join us. He's a Clemson guy and has got his sons went to A&M. He's going to give us a little bit of thought of what's going on at A&M, where to go in case you're going out to College Station this weekend. So I look forward to hearing from him when you come back from after this.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Paul McCartney. Freshen up. May 30th, Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Featuring hits from the Beatles, Wings, and McCartney Solo. Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Paul McCartney. Get your tickets Friday.
Produced by AEG.
It's almost time for the most breathtaking entrance in college football as they run down the hill and the band strikes up Tiger Rag. While you make your plans for another exciting football season with the Tigers, where will you be parking your RV or motorhome this year? How about the brand new Clemson RV Park at the Grove? All sites are paved and include full hookup with water, sewer, and 50-amp electrical service. Clemson RV Park at the Grove is a full-service campground just 4 miles from Death Valley with easy access from exits 14 and 19 off I-85. They're golf cart friendly, level sites, and the owners are all seasoned tailgating fans just like you. At just $235 a weekend, these premier sites won't last long. So call Clemson RV Park at the Grove right now at 864-228-2858. You want to be all in at the Clemson RV Park at the Grove, online at clemsonrv.com.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice-cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny-side-up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap, served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Tackle a day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Now that it's football season, tailgaters know that Christopher Trucks is your source for RV maintenance, service, and repairs. They have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine for your RV, and their factory-certified alignment specialists are experts in making sure your RV rides safely down the road. Fire up the grill, chill the drinks, and get your RV ready for tailgating with Christopher Trucks, 108 Harris Road, Piedmont, or call 269-2131 and ask for Brian or Jennifer.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
He's a celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
If for some reason, Mr. Over 24, I get a call from our house sitter this weekend saying, hey, your pipe busted, or hey, you got some issues with your plumbing here. For some reason, I know what to do, even though I'll be in Houston, Texas, or the Woodlands, Texas, or College Station, Texas. I'll just call 864-288-7686, mm-hmm. and I don't have to worry about it. I know the folks at Roto-Rooter will be there. You Gamecocks head down to Columbia this weekend. I don't care if he's right there and right before kickoff and you're doing your forever 2Z thing, whatever. It doesn't matter, man. You just call down there and let him take care of you. 288-7686. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, emergency service. It's our great friends at Roto-Rooter. If it's any kind of septic tank issue, if any kind of plumbing issue, any kind of drains, any kind of anything going on in your world, get in touch with the great friends at Roto-Rooter. Let them take care of you. Roto-Rooter.com. Again, 288-7686. I want to go to our phone lines now, and our good friend Larry from Leander, Texas, joins us to give us a little preview of the trip out to College Station in the Lone Star State. Hey, good morning, Larry. How you doing this morning?
Fine, Mickey. How you doing?
We're fantastic. Thanks for taking time out to be with us. You've called the show for many years. By the way, are you still in Leander?
Actually, we're in Round Rock now. We downsized.
Oh, okay. All right, I like it. Now,
still in the Austin suburbs.
Right, I was going to say, that's still Austin there. First and foremost, for the folks that Clemson fans that are headed out, or even the ones that don't head out, they need to know this. How's this game viewed by A&M fans? Is this a watershed, a watermark? Is this a tell us where Jimbo Fisher is? Is this not a rivalry, but is this a big game for the folks? ESPN game day's coming. How big of a game is it for A&M fans?
Well, I think it's huge. Throughout the summer, you know, before they got a glimpse of how things could be. I mean, there were people that were optimistic, but you talk to some Aggies and say, you know, well, hey, I'm a graduate from Clemson and I'm looking forward to the game. We're going to try to go. It's great that we not have to travel 1,000 miles to go see them play. And they would just kind of go, they would smile and go, because, you know, it to them and where they had been, it was like a huge mountain to climb, right? Now, their spirits are, I think, quite higher. They know it's a big game and a big team to, experienced team to battle and to beat. But, you know, one game and the Jimbo fever has caught and you know, they're pretty excited. They believe that they can do it.
Weather will be a factor. I think it's going to rain. Will that hold crowds down at A&M? Are they fickle fans, or will they show up no matter what the weather is going to be?
You know, I don't know. That's going to be kind of interesting because I actually wrote a very brief email to Coach Batson a couple weeks ago. And this is when the weather had been in the hundreds for, you know, two straight weeks. And I said, don't take the heat lightly. It's a different heat and so forth. You know, and it was very brief. Don't need to, you know, I don't want to bother you, but here's the deal. It's brutal. Well, now it's probably going to be in the 80s and rainy, and we've been having thunderstorms every night. I just fear getting 100,000 people into that stadium and all of a sudden having to vacate and go underneath and, you know, get out of the lightning. And that's just... So, will that keep people away? I don't know. Not likely. I think they're going to be pretty faithful in being there to, you know, support the Aggies and try to get this done.
I I mention this, you've been out there long enough now to have a good feel for it. I know your son's one of your son went to A&M. What holds A&M back? I mean, I look at it, they have the facilities, they have the support, they have a little bit of history. I know that they have a lot of traditions there, but from a historical standpoint, what's holding them back, man? This is a program that really, quite frankly, has been, in my mind, a gold mine, a giant, but they've just underachieved through the years. Can you put your finger on one thing that's kind of held the program back?
Well, first of all, two of my sons are graduates of, and one has been through the Army and is back, getting a second bachelor's degree. Not only is he back in school, but he's married and has two kids. So I get to go to the game and visit grandkids.
How about that, man? That's awesome.
All in the same weekend. So it'll be a big bonus. What's, you know, my theory is that, Kevin Sumlin really never had his team. You know, coaches use different methods to lead and have control of their team. We know what Dabo and his staff does. You know, we can look around, but you know, I just don't ever. I think Sumlin just never really had his team. If you kind of know what that term means, and that's made the difference. I mean, you look at. A lot of years they would start off big, but the endurance wasn't there, and you know, somebody would get disgruntled or somebody would go off and just not do, you know, the preparation or whatever, and all of a sudden I've seen games, you know, kind of in the middle of the year where they walk in and it's like, did anybody watch film? they played, it was the last year or the year before, they played Mississippi State after you know, playing really well, and it looked like they were still asleep. You know, it's like everybody knows this guy's going to run the football, the quarterback. You know, what did you not prepare for that? So I don't know. I you know, we know that Jimbo is all about, you know, coaching the team, especially quarterback. He'll be in that quarterback's ear all night long, and you know, he's instilling a whole different mentality, and they have the talent. There's no doubt they have the talent. They may not have it at every position as like they want, but it'll happen in time. They're recruiting very well. So
I was gonna ask you,
a matter of time before he has.
My next question was this team this year, you know a lot more about their personnel and seeing it. It's not like they haven't recruited pretty well already. Is there a – or how big is the talent gap, you think, between Clemson and Texas A&M?
You know, that it's kind of hard. I think, and I'm kind of going from my youngest son, who is now living in Boston, won't be able to make the game. But, you know, Joe and I were talking about this, and he said, man, our offensive line is not where it needs to be to face your defensive line. So that's one. They have some big guys on the defensive line. Their linebackers are supposed to be strong. They're supposed to be, you know, I think offensively, with the exception of the offensive line, they're very strong. Their receivers are very capable. Mond is a good quarterback, but if you looked at their game the other night, you know, who was the quarterback in Tennessee about 2 years ago that seemed to be strong, throwing slants over the middle, but, you know, the rest of his throws were kind of so-so? I'm wondering if Mond is that. Because, you know, the majority of his good throws in this game last week were kind of slants and stuff across the middle. We'll see that. But hear me now. This guy's got some legs. If you don't contain him and you cover his receivers, he's gone, and he will hurt you. So, as far as all, overall personnel, defensively, the last couple of years, they were very – it's kind of weird – where his strength in throwing is also their weakness over the last couple of years, people would just kill him throwing over the middle. I mean, you know, slants and, you know, around where that linebacker hole, right? That was their weakness, and people would exploit it. I don't know why they couldn't adjust to it.
A lot of Clemson fans coming to Austin, coming to Houston, coming to College Station. Hey, let's take all of them. I know some buddies are coming to Austin. Austin's pretty self-explanatory, right? You can. It's hard not to have a good time in Austin. Any local advice as far as a restaurant or a must-see for the folks that are going to Austin?
you know, a lot of people like to go to 6th Street. If you like something more tame, there, the Texas Museum of History is pretty much, it's near the Capitol Building. Capitol Building's fun to visit. But the Texas History Museum is great. Just go in there. There's also an IMAX theater. So if you have time to burn and want to do something, you know, more tame than going downtown, you can do something like that. You know, 6th Street is, you know, any kind of music you want is down there. Austin's live music capital of the world, they say. And so, you know, there's plenty of things to do. There are, I know in College Station, there are some tailgates. Alumni Center, I think it's still sold out, but they were having a tailgate. There's, you know, there's plenty of things to do in College Station. There's a bunch of people getting together on Friday night at a place called Fox and Hound in College Station. So, you know, there's plenty of things to do.
And then I just want to get your thoughts, because you had two sons over there and then one back there now. Just the traditions. It's a unique place. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Nicest people I've ever met in my life. The Howdy T-shirts. We went to the midnight Yale practice. Just give us an idea of the campus and what Clemson fans could experience, the ones that hadn't been there before.
Oh, well, it's amazing, and it's something you'll notice right away. People are going to be very kind to you. So a couple of things. Howdy is a traditional Aggie greeting. If you see an Aggie walk by and you want to be nice to them, you won't say hi, that's fine. But if you say howdy, kind of in a stern way, howdy, it's bad etiquette for them to not say howdy back at you. So you'll observe that's going on. It's kind of fun. And if you go on campus and you go to the Memorial Center, gentlemen, please take your cap or hat off. It is a memorial. And there is a portion of it. There's a big store in there, but you can also go in there and watch, you know, other football games while you're waiting. But there's also a memorial to people who have died, Aggies who have died in wars, and that's really neat, nice to go. They've done that very well. So, but just remember to take your hat off. And if you don't, somebody will politely remind you to, and they're very nice about it. On campus, not counting tailgating, I always stick to the sidewalks because there's some grass that they kind of would rather you not walk on. I don't know, you know, everybody knows they don't have cheerleaders, they have Yale leaders, and that's done so well. Just kind of observe the way they're so structured in the way that they do their cheers or their yells, and there's signs. The Yale leader will do a sign, and the student body will pass it up. Everybody will do the sign, and it goes all the way up to the upper deck, and then they're in unison, they start, you know, the yell, and it's really cool how coordinated they are. And you know, all that's very fun. The best thing to do is just go and the Corps of Cadets is also very traditional, and you can see them. If you get there early, you'll see them. The tradition is for them to march in. They'll go around the track, and then they'll settle into where they are assigned to be seated. And so, you know, all that kind of pageantry is really special. And even watching their band at halftime, and you know, all the band members are in the Corps of Cadets, and the Yale leaders also are in the Corps of Cadets. So, you know, that's a special part of being an Aggie and experience and everything.
Well, no doubt about it. The pageantry is maybe the best word to describe it, and the hospitality, no place I've ever been. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, can't wait. Get in touch with us when we see out there. We'd love to see you guys again. You make it over to Clemson any this season?
Yeah, we're going to try to make. Well, we don't know. We have a lot of stuff going on, but. Yeah, we're trying to make it over to at least one game. We're kind of looking maybe at I'd like to go to the Duke game, and we're planning on. Are you going to Boston?
Yes. Oh, yes. Of course. Good
Lord. Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to try to go up there and see our new grandson and see that game. So either there or in Clemson, I'll text you and see if we can get together. And
that sounds
same
great.
Thing for Saturday.
That sounds great. Hey, looking forward to it. Tell your sons hello, congratulations, and all grandbabies and all like that. We really appreciate your time this morning. I know a lot of people looking forward to coming out.
Oh, glad to talk to you. It's been a long time.
Yep. Don't be a stranger. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate
the phone call. Bye-bye.
It's now it's now not Leander Larry. It's Larry from Round Rock out in Austin, Texas. Zach, you have been to College Station.
Yes.
But yours was a pretty quick turnaround.
It was.
Did you tell me about your trip? Did you enjoy your trip?
It was a fantastic trip. It'll be actually 2 years now. This weekend, actually. Funny enough. It was a lot of fun. It was a quick trip. Flew to Houston, drove down. It's not a bad drive. It's an easy drive, actually, if you're doing that. So don't be too worried about that if you're flying into Houston. It's a straight shot, and it is a lawless society in Texas, right? So you can be doing 75, 80 on the highways down there. And I remember I had a cop get up behind me, and I went, oh, no. And then he got up really close behind me to move me over so he could fly by at about 92. And then we could keep going on our way. So it's a cool place. College Station's, it's lovely. I think you'd be hard pressed to not enjoy yourself in a town like that. And what everybody has said is true so far. The people out there are very friendly and welcoming, and they want you to enjoy yourself, much like Clemson. They want you to have a good time and have fond memories of the place.
No doubt about it.
But it's hot. It's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. There's no doubt about it. That place was extremely hot last time we were out there. We took an RV because of the because of the hurricane. We went through Little Rock on the way over, went up through Arkansas and down, and on the way back, once the hurricane came through, we went through Louisiana and through Mississippi. So we took two different trips out there, two different routes.
Took an RV out last time.
Oh yeah, yeah. And it rained. It was that hurricane came and it was a buddy of ours' boss's RV, and it started leaking. And so we were at Walmart. We had a flat tire. It was like the Wally World experience from the Griswolds. Man, it was a lot of fun. We had a good time out that way. And I'll tell you more about it because I do have some more thoughts about A&M for those that are going out.
Sure.
We'll touch on that when we come back. Hey, our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. One of the great things about the A&M game, I told you, a great friend of mine is when the A&M game is back and over, he comes back and he's going to get a brand new garage floor. They scheduled this thing now, and it's right around the corner. I hear from people all the time. I see it all the time. I see people's texts that they send us or emails they send us or social media they send us, and man, your garage floors are looking great. Keep it up. I will tell you, I've never heard anybody that regretted doing it. Now, I've had people say, we did it at our old house, and we're going to do it. We had to move, and we're going to do it, but, boy, it made our house so much easier to sell. It added value to our home. So that's one thing. The other thing is that, as far as just the performance of it, just the idea that you don't have stains anymore, that you wipe things up, the idea is it's the slip resistant, and just taking a little pride in the place as well. I love my garage floor. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim, no obligation phone call. He's going to come by, give you an estimate, show you what they do, give you pictures. And Tim sells at a really, really high rate. He's a great guy. But, boy, it helps to have this kind of product. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. 404-815-8864. 404-815-8864. We got a couple other thoughts about the trip to College Station when you come back after this short break.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go!
2018 football season is underway, and the Clemson Tigers hit the road this week. Jimbo Fisher's worst nightmare is traveling to Kyle Field to take on the Texas A&M Aggies. The first road game of the season is this Saturday, and you'll be there for every minute with the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action, starting with the Tiger pregame show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Rule.
Riding is a passion, passed down through generations. Tim's Harley-Davidson knows about generations of passion, and they'll show you open road freedom. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, and hear that iconic rumble. It's 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's has a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion. Ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley-Davidson, in Anderson.
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson. 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV, and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Weather is changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with a new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama tires, just $20 with R&R 6 months Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. RNRTires.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at UrbanNirvana.com.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about! Sports!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house, too. Down on the boardwalk...
Let me ask you this, Mr. Or 24. Is Kirby Smart going to blow up the chicken man on Saturday? On Saturday in Columbia? He going to blow up his house, too? Goodness gracious, man. Hey, my friends at Roosters want you to stop by. I want you to get your hair cut. Get all high and tight, man. Get it all looking good. Get that hair off the back of the neck. Do it with our great friends at Roosters. They're off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. Roosters MGC. I told you for years, I had no idea what the heck MGC stood for. It's Men's Grooming Center. It's our great friends over at Roosters, roostersmgc.com. Stop by and see those very nice folks there at Roosters. Make your appointment, get it all done. Mr. 24, how you doing?
I'm great, man. That was a nice little guest we had in the last segment. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, Larry from Leander's now, Larry from Round Rock out in Austin. Anyway, just little thoughts about what to do and what to do out there. I'm going to get that here in a second. I want to tell you, you can reach us on our phone lines, our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our Health Dare text line, 986-1566. You can do that on our on our Twitter stuff, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. I went to College Station once. Let me say this about it.
You drove for some reason.
People. Yeah. Well, we took an RV. I will tell you, I've done two RV trips.
I've never taken an RV trip. I want to.
Well, both times Clemson lost. We took RV to College Station, and then we took an RV to the Orange Bowl, in which Kevin Steele gave up 70.
Yikes.
And those are long trips home on both.
Are you driving the RV, or are you in the back, you know, up the shenanigans and no good?
Well, both.
Good.
Both.
Good.
I've done both. I was so mad after the Orange Bowl that I drove the next day, next morning we got up, and I drove from Miami, actually from Hollywood Beach to Savannah without stopping. I'm like, that's it, boys. We ain't stopping. We're going back. And the whole time, remember, Quackenbush was with us. This is a great story. You know, the on the movie Hangover 2, right?
Yes.
We watched it on the way out. And you know the scene where Ed Helms says, well, we're living here in Allenstown. And you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
To that tune, Allentown from Billy Joel, we sang songs about Kevin Steele and the defense all the way home. Just gave up another touchdown. Kevin Steele isn't. Anyway, we did that for the entire state of Florida, just making up awful, awful songs about Clemson defense on the way home for that one. So that wasn't good. All right, but let me quickly say this. I'm going to get to Greg, who's on hold. We enjoyed it, man. The night, hot, oppressive heat. Nicest people you ever want to meet. I did the George Herbert Walker Bush Presidential Museum Library. It was great. I enjoyed that. Toured the baseball, toured basketball. They got great athletic facilities, the campus. Very, very nice place.
Dixie Chicken.
The Dixie Chicken, I went there. Very nice place. Mm-hmm. Certainly enjoyed it. It's the SO, or the Tiger Town of College Station.
It's TDs with taxidermy.
Right. Yeah, what you expect in Texas. Mm-hmm. The people with the howdy. At midnight, yeah, we did the midnight yell practice on midnight and Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, man. They hand the mic to, now this time it's Dennis Francione. And they said, now let's hear from our Fed football coach. And they'll do this Friday night. Jimbo Fisher. He's going to stand up here. And they'll hand him the mic. And the first thing he'll say is, howdy. And 50,000 A&M fans will yell back, howdy. And it's interesting. I will say this. There's only one negative part of it. And I love the military tradition they have there.
Because it's midnight?
No. I'm saying that they practice it. I'm talking about all around the campus. It's got a big military feel, honoring those memorials and things on those lines. It's awesome to see.
One of two schools in the country with a standing corps of cadets.
Right. But the only negative to it.
Yep.
I'm not really these yell leaders, these guys who dress up look like the old milkman. You know, in the white pants and the white belt and the white shoes and the white button-down short-sleeve shirts. And I'm not a big button-down short-sleeve shirt guy anyway. But and then they do these hand signals, and they lean way back, and they do this farmer's fight thing. And, you know, A&M military, but farmer's fight, and they yell back, farmer's fight. And it's a little bit cultish, a little bit. And Aggie, if you're not an Aggie, you don't understand the Aggie and that kind of stuff. I get it, but it's a little bit on the cultish and kind of strange side. I enjoy the culture. A little bit of a closed-off culture, though. Like, you don't really feel a part of it. It's kind of like when I go to a certain church, and I don't get in trouble here. I can't take communion because I'm not one of them, you know, kind of thing. I don't feel very comfortable around that. But they close off on me, man. You know, like, I know I'm not an Aggie, but I just don't understand all your little stuff that you're doing over there. All your little, you know, you're going to drink the Kool-Aid later on. I don't know, man. This seems a little bit weird to me. Did you notice that at all?
Probably not so much, to be honest, because we were working the game, so it wasn't a lot of interaction with fans directly, but yeah. I would have a different experience.
Our friend Jason I went to, we went to Orlando where Texas Tech killed Clemson, and he said, you made me drive all the way back that night. And he's like, I have emotional scars. The reason we had to get back, it was Christmas Eve, man. We had to get back and see Santa Claus. Goodness gracious, man. Goodness gracious. All right, let me get Tiger Greg on hold. 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, good morning, Tiger Greg. How you doing?
Good morning, Mick. Back around 1989, I was working for a local company here that builds electricity meters, and I had to go to meter school, and it was on the Texas A&M campus, and it happened to be the week that Texas played Texas A&M, and it was before the tragedy that killed all the kids building the logs, so I got to watch that whole thing being finished up, and I actually got to go to the pep rally where they set the logs on fire. And I think they announced 49,300 and some odd people at that pep rally. But it was an amazing event, I thought the pep rally was. And like your previous caller said, I was treated very kindly. I wore my Clemson gear when I wasn't at work. Very nice town for a young man that liked the bar scenes and all. A lot to do, very good food. A lot of pickup trucks. Everybody there drives pickup trucks. You won't see a lot of cars. But I thought the pep rally thing was one of the best college things I'd ever been to, other than us running down the hill. It was pretty impressive seeing that many people at a pep rally. And the big, I'm talking about a giant pile of logs, not just a little. It took cranes and cables, and it was three stacks of giant 20-foot or 15-foot logs, and it was a massive engineering feat. But they have a lot of good things to see inside the campus, a lot of memorials, a lot of museums and stuff, electricity meter museums, gun museums, all kind of stuff. So it'll be a good trip. But I'm like Zach, if you're in the upper deck, do not stand up, because we went on tour of that stadium, and brother, you're up there, and I'm telling you what, when you lean over, you almost feel like you're falling, and I would not want to be in its way, and I can promise you that. But anyway, I hope you have a good trip.
And we will. We will for sure. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling in, Greg. I've told this story, Zach, several times, but just it's pertinent here for this time now. We parked our RV beside the guys that parachuted the ball, the game flags and the balls into the game. You know, they do the A&M flag, the Clemson flag, the United States flag, the parachute guys, right?
Sure.
And my seats were in that end zone, and my seats were so high that I told those guys afterwards, and they were great guys, man, told them afterwards that I could have, if they didn't pull their chutes, I could have pulled them for them. I still had plenty of time before they hit the ground that way. Those guys were awesome. And then the other thing is, and this is interesting because I watched HBO's Real Sports last night, and they gave the Sherpa stuff out in Everest. I can't believe how those guys do it. But my seats were so high that I did it without oxygen. I'm pretty proud that we did it without oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it without a Sherpa. Now, it's rare to sit that high at a football game without one. But getting my water bottles back up as hot as it was and all, probably needed to. Had they been available, would have tried to employ a Sherpa throughout all that.
Well, listen, on behalf of WCCP and the station and the listening audience in the upstate of South Carolina, thank you for accomplishing such a heroic feat in getting back to us. We really appreciate that.
Well, again, to be clear, I did it without oxygen.
No, I
without supplemental oxygen.
I hear you.
So that's awfully good. Larry checks back in, and he said that you can carry one sealed bottle of water into the game. They want you to hydrate on those heat days, but that you can take one into the game. He said he saw a shooter carrying a whole gallon in one game at Texas A&M. It should be a good trip. It's going to be an awesome trip. And just one more time, just one more thing for you. Do you want a Howdy t-shirt?
No, I'll be fine. Thank you. I'll just take a win if that's not too much to ask.
Oh, I'll bring that back for you for sure.
Mm-hmm.
My wife doesn't lose road games.
Is that right?
She loses neutral site games. Now, she's won all the ACC championships before, but she does not lose true road games. And that's good news, because she was going to go to Atlanta with us in a couple of weeks and not head up to Boston. A little bit worried about that, but that trip. But Columbia trips and Raleigh trips and Virginia Tech trip last year and Louisville trip last year. She didn't lose road games, so that's good. And, you know, Zach, I don't know if you know it or not, but our son's still undefeated.
He is. Now, he is.
He's 1-0. In utero, but he's undefeated.
1-0.
So that's good.
1-0 yeah. Right now.
Yeah, you can't beat that. That's really good. In our next hour, Paul Strelo is going to join us. Clemson, actually, we're going to talk some Clemson basketball recruiting and Clemson football recruiting. They had a big, huge official visitor in basketball this past weekend. We'll tell you what came out of that. And we had a football commitment in Kane Patterson. So we'll tell you about both of those things coming up. Hey, over at Katichi, I mention this all the time about the lodging and Clemson fans and Georgia fans staying just about 35 minutes away from both campuses, maybe 40 minutes away from both campuses. So if you're coming into town, now both are out of town this weekend, but if you want to make your trip to the Georgia Southern game coming up, make it even better. You know, Georgia in a couple of weeks when they come back home, the Bulldogs will have Middle Tennessee State. So, you know, those aren't the most interesting games in the world. They can be interesting when you stay at Katichi because they've got the spa there, they've got the great food there, they've got the great golf there. They have a Mercedes Sprinter van that if you like, they can take you to the game and drop you off, pick you up, and park in your parking spot and all. They can do all those things. Let them take care of you. These accommodations, the lake house they have, the hot home they have there on the golf course, and then their great suites they've got at the clubhouse. These are beautiful, high-level accommodations. You're going to love your weekend. Get some, play some golf, get some great food. Make what could be maybe a boring home game more exciting at Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. Our great friends over at Katichi. Think about those that are here, listening here locally. Just think about sneaking out, you know, maybe Saturday with the games, a little later games. Maybe you can have a little early tea time over there. I know they look forward to a little Saturday morning, get you in, get you out, and might even double tea over there and get you in and back over here in time for both games on Saturday. Look forward to that. All right, we come back a third hour from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. A lot of people getting their day started off right. Appreciate everybody speaking to us here, as they always do, and seeing the good folks here at Chick-fil-A. I want to thank Herb Tyler and Carol Tyler for having us, as they do on Thursday. On Fridays, but today, Thursday, because we're out of town, we'll do our show from Houston tomorrow. When we come back, Paul Strelo of TigerRealEstate.com.